Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I like to look back at medical history and when things were discovered and, you know, why people thought of creating the procedures and the things we now do very commonplace. You know, what was going on in history back then to make them want to do that? You know, like the pap smear. You know, what was Dr. Papanicolaou thinking? You know, and what was his wife thinking? You know, when he told his wife, hey, guess what I could do? All right, we could stick a duck-billed thing into a woman's vagina and look at her cervix and scrape cells. I mean, did she say, yay? Good job, baby. Or did she say, what the hell? You've got to be. If I was Dr. Papanicolaou's wife, hell no. There's no way I'm going to be married to a man that comes up with that. But you know what? He ends up saving lives. So I'm sure his wife was happy. They made a lot of money, my guess. You know, you look back to when things are kind of started in medicine, and obviously medicine has been ever evolving. And, you know, a lot of things were done by accident. In fact, artificial sweetener was by accident. Somebody had been working with something in a lab, and it was still on his hands. And when he licked his hands, he was like, damn, that's sweet. And so artificial sweetener, even though it was made popular during wartime because they were rationing sugar, was, again, an accident. So there's a lot of things that were accidents. Well, one thing that's not an accident, right, is our decision to look at people who are healthy and got it, and then people who aren't so healthy and don't got it. And we see people with good metabolism. I mean, gosh, I have friends that it doesn't matter what they eat, they're skinny. And me, I feel like I have to basically starve myself, and I don't lose the weight. Well, it's because some people got it, some people don't, right? Some people look good, some people don't. Some people got real blonde hair. Some of us, we have to diet and add it in. So, you know, in medicine now, what we've decided to do, what I think now characterizes our 21st century approach to medicine is, let's look at the people and see what they got and see if we could give that to people that don't got it. So they decided to look up in our colons, okay? And they found that our bacteria or our microbiome, and they've been kind of studying this for a while, can help us with a lot of our good traits. Could keep us skinny, could help us with a lot of different functions, as well as fight certain infections. And people with a bad microbiome, or a microbiome that doesn't seem to be as successful as others, might be able to be manipulated by introducing good microbiome to yours. Now, we screw up our microbiome a lot by the way we eat. So, you know, if your diet is McDonald's and Wendy's and Jack in the Box and Taco Bell, your microbiome is going to probably be a little different than somebody who's vegan or vegetarian or pescatarian, you know, or maybe plant-based diet. So that makes sense. But they also did a study where when they did kind of clean out the microbiome and transplant somebody else's, the body still grew what it wanted to grow. So I still do think it's not all about what you eat. You know, you are what you eat. I think that's a lot. That has a lot to do with it. But I think there's also probably a genetic a factor into what will harbor good bacteria or bad bacteria. So what we've decided to do is when somebody, and the original indication for transplanting somebody else's microbiome in the form of feces was because people would get these Clostridium difficile attacks. These were basic, kind of like superbugs or opportunistic infections that would overgrow, and antibiotics a lot of times can't knock it out. Sometimes the more antibiotics you give, the worse you make it. It's one of those monsters where every time you cut off a limb, it grows two. So with Clostridium difficile, they realized, you know what, maybe what we need to do is change your microbiome. So when I first went on air, this was in about 2009, there was a very famous example of a husband's microbiome being transmitted to his wife, and it worked. I remember my listeners were like, quit, you know, that's fake, you know, that's not fake, that really happened. And they found out that if you really put good poop into somebody else, it works. Now, you can't just put it in there rectally, because it'll just come out. If you are going to colonize a colon, you got to get it from the beginning on the right. So the only way to do that is to swallow it. Or, since most people don't want to swallow poop, I don't care how chocolatey it looks, I won't do it. There's ways to do it in a capsule, or they do an NG tube, where they put a tube through the nose down into the gut, so you don't even have to see the solution. You could go to sleep, you could be awake, whatever. It goes into the stomach and then passes. So you never really have to taste it. So you can kind of get over all that ooh factor. But unfortunately, in a Boston Medical Center, this article was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, doctors at Massachusetts General document that there was a 73-year-old that actually died. He was a leukemia patient that got a fecal transplant. There were actually two transplants given by the same donor, and the one of them got pretty sick. The other one ends up dying, and it's because there was a real nasty bug of E. coli. And when you guys see this report, I don't want you to freak. You know, I mean, it was a rare, rare case. What they think happened is there's new FDA guidelines on what to do and new testing, and they think some of the samples were put with older samples and an older sample was given. So they think it was human error or, you know, somebody being lazy or whatever. But E. coli comes in a couple different forms, and it was an antibiotic resistance E. coli, and that unfortunately caused some pretty serious side effects, and the person with leukemia who had a weakened immune system died. So am I still a fan of fecal transplants? I think they're great. If there's a way that you could rid them of bad bacteria, the problem is you can't sterilize a fecal transplant, because the whole purpose of that is to give the person bacteria. So that makes it tricky. But this is where we're at. This is the big, you know, the big breakthrough of our century. Giving other people your poop. 1-877, that's Ali, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications, Deborah, for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, the healthcare debate and the immigration debate are still in the forefront. I mean, it may not be in everyday news. You know, we have a lot of other things going on. We got fires. We got flu shots. We have just a now impeachment vote. But there's a coalition of immigration advocacy groups and legal organizations that have mounted a legal challenge against a proclamation that President Trump had issued earlier in the month that would allow the government to reject visa applications from immigrants that they determine will not be able to pay for health insurance or cover medical costs in the U.S. And this is obviously a very contentious topic, very hot button topic, and people are split on this. And the safer way to go is say everybody gets health care. The more gutsy way to go is say, okay, wait a second here. Do we have enough health care for our own citizens? And do we need to triage? So, if the Liberal Party, I'm not saying Democrats, there's a lot of conservative Democrats, but if the Liberals take the stand of everybody gets everything, it's one of the nicest positions to be on, you know? And nobody can really hate you for that. But if the Conservative Party is the party of, you know, fiscal practicality and responsibility, they're going to have to be the ones to say, no, guys, you know what, we're not going to be able to afford this. So the organizations have asked the U.S. District Court in Oregon to block the Trump administration from implementing this new policy, which is slated to take effect today, or not today, this Sunday. According to an estimate from the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute, the new requirements could deny entry to approximately 375,000 would-be immigrants each year. In their lawsuit, the groups, which include the American Immigration Lawyers Association, the Innovation Law Lab, and the Justice Action Center, accused the administration of trying to unilaterally rewrite the nation's immigration laws. Now, my question to that is when did the laws change from Ellis Island days, where if you were sick, you didn't get in? Or if you didn't have a family to sponsor you, give you a job, help pay your way, you didn't get in. When did those change? I thought those were the original laws, but I guess they didn't. So now it looks like the Trump administration are the biggest meanies, but that's kind of the way, I mean, our family, you know, my family was fortunate enough to come in because they had to prove their health and, you know, prove that they were going to work and get a job and, you know. So they say, based on the latest data, up to an estimated 375,000 immigrants are at risk each year of being banned due to a lack of approved health insurance coverage, or close to two-thirds of all qualified immigrant visa applicants. They say many of whom are people of color. The groups wrote in their filing, this is repugnant not only to our values but also to our nation's laws and constitution. The lawsuit lists as plaintiffs several U.S. citizens sponsoring visas for family members abroad who may be denied entry to the U.S. under the stringent requirements of the president's proclamation. Under the order, State Department consular officers would only accept immigrant visa petitions made abroad if the applicants demonstrate that they will have the ability to secure health insurance within a month of their arrival in the U.S. If that's not possible, then petitioners would need to prove they have the financial resources to pay reasonable, foreseeable medical costs. Now, you see, this is where politics and this is where, you know, sound bites and, you know, the media can make a complete mess of this. If we have Americans that cannot afford health insurance, and so their safety net is going to the ER, it's not an ideal system, but it's the system in place. If we only have X amount of hospitals that could do that before they go under, we need to limit the amount of people getting free care. We are working, and I don't think very successfully at it, but we are working to figure out how to give everybody in America access to health care. What do you do, though, if there's a constant flow of people that need more health care? You're going to overflow. You're not going to be able to give everybody everything they need. Now, the argument that people have is, well, first of all, nobody has health insurance from their other country that they're going to bring over. I mean, unless they're wealthy. Number two, not everybody's sick. So if they're not sick, let them come in and then we'll deal with it. Why are you banning somebody who isn't even sick? Well, because somebody else ruined it for everybody else. When we have people on dialysis, and when we have people in comas, and people who get into accidents or things like that here, and they have no insurance, our money is going to pay for them. And, like I said, if I was a liberal, you know, it's a really nice thing to say, look, we're just going to take care of everybody. And, you know, as a doctor, that's what I did. I don't really care what your status was, what your financial status was, where you were from. I'm here to take care of you. I'm here to take care of you. But when my hand reaches back asking for that IV bag or asking for that medication I need to stop your heart attack, if I look back because nothing's in my hand and they go, sorry, we're out, that's when the poop hits the fan. So, I'm not sure what we need to do to convince everybody to get on the same page here. There's compromises. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to listen on either side. But we can't have sick people coming in, making other people sick. We can't promise to pay for everybody's health care when we aren't even taking care of our own health care issues. And we can't expect hospitals to treat everybody for free. They can't do it. And if somebody, you know, and I, the reason why I get a little frustrated is I talk to hundreds of people a week, whether they're patients or telemedicine, whether they're, you know, people I talk to through my show, whether they're people I meet at various places that I speak at. I'll see an example of the child needs to, let's say, be seen. And go in and get taken care of for, let's say, an ailment. And the parents go, no, it's too expensive to go to the doctor. Just do it over the phone. And I'm like, well, the problem is I can't. I don't know if this kid has meningitis. I can't tell if this kid has an ear infection. I don't know if it's flu. Those are three different treatments, depending on what they have. I need you to take your baby in. No, it's too expensive. Okay, well, this is my recommendation. You know, if not, you know, you go to the hospital. Well, and I feel bad for them. And I see them in that predicament. But some of those same people are voting or advocating, let people come and use the hospital and whatever. But they themselves aren't even taking their kid in to be seen. Why? Because they don't have the money. So if you don't have the money, or you say you don't have the money, and you're making a judgment call to not take care of your child who's sick, then why don't you see that's a problem to allow people into this country that could you know, burden the healthcare system even more? Now, mind you, we want to be the country, a country that has open borders for, you know, people that are fleeing persecution. You know, I Jews were turned away, you know, in America during the Holocaust. They weren't, you know, America, we've started to become, you know, this more, you know, oh, we're going to take everybody. But in the olden days, we said no because we only had X amount of reserves, resources. Maybe that was wrong of them. You know, there were people that needed to flee and come over. But they had to triage and they had to, you know, cherry pick. I'm not saying we cherry pick, but we need to streamline the flow of people wanting to come in. If we had the money, if everybody else was taken care of, then absolutely we could do it. But you're no good to somebody else if you yourself are sick. 1-877-DOLLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a resolution which moves the impeachment process of President Trump into a new phase. Democrats described the resolution as a roadmap moving forward, including guidelines for witness testimony. The final vote was 232 to 196. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning the Democrats' effort to impeach the president.
For 37 days and counting, they have run an unprecedented, undemocratic, and unfair investigation.
The California Republican has accused Democrats of trying to undermine the results of the last presidential election. Dozens of Boeing 737 NG planes are grounded after cracks were found. It's another unwelcome development for the aircraft manufacturer, whose 737 planes have been grounded for months after two deadly crashes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's give you guys the latest on the fires. Weather.com is telling us we have two new California wildfires that are burning homes in San Bernardino and Riverside. Evacuations are underway. Apparently, they started overnight, and we knew there was going to be some real heavy-duty winds coming in the south. The Easy Fire still came close, to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library on Wednesday. From what we understand, it did not burn Air Force One or any of the museum. Southern California Edison said the fire began near its power lines. The Kincaid and Getty fires are still continuing to burn. So let's go back to San Bernardino. Residents of North San Bernardino were forced to flee overnight when a fast-moving wildfire engulfed several homes as it raced through neighborhoods. A second fire forced more evacuations in the Jurupa Valley near Riverside, California. The Hillside Fire in San Bernardino had burned through 200 acres as of 4 a.m. local time, shutting down a stretch of Highway 18 as it burned out of control. 1,300 people were ordered to evacuate. The San Bernardino County Fire Department said six homes and two outbuildings were damaged by the fire, and that began shortly after 1:30 a.m. I have a friend over there. I'm hoping he wasn't asleep when this happened, and hopefully he and people out there got the notice, got the memo to leave. So, the fire in the Jarupa Valley, east of Los Angeles in Riverside County, is being called the 46 Fire. It's called Fire 46. It began about 12:30 a.m. Thursday, had burned 75 acres, was 0% contained as of 2:45 a.m. The evacuation area was San Bernardino, was north of 50th Street, east of Mayfield Avenue, west of Highway 18, south of open space areas, and fire officials warned that Santa Ana winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour were expected with gusts up to 60. So evacuations ordered for residents in Crestmore, Van Buren, north of Santa Ana River bottom. They say the fire started near where the pursuit of a possible stolen vehicle ended, according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. One person was in custody. So I'm not sure if somebody flicked a match or did a car explode. I don't know. The 46 fire was the second blaze to break out in the Jarupa Valley in less than 24 hours. Now, remember, with winds, it could very easily hop, over highways and ignite. They say the first began Wednesday morning. Forced evacuations include a nursing home where several patients in wheelchairs and stretchers were helped out by workers as thick plumes of smoke shot into the sky. See, I don't know if you guys know what the staffing is like in nursing homes or certain facilities, but late night, it's kind of, not the most heavily staffed as if during the day. So can you imagine having to make that judgment call where you got to start moving people? And then where do you move them to? Move them to a hospital, really nearby hospital. Groups of patients were wearing face masks, waiting for transportation near a roadway off-ramp. This blaze was named the Hill Fire. The Hill Fire burned about 300 acres as of this morning, was 15% contained, according to CAL FIRE. One civilian has sustained minor injuries. A house and mobile home were damaged. So, we also have the fast-moving fire in Ventura County. It did come dangerously close to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. I don't know why everybody makes a real big deal about, they'll bring up, like LeBron James, and they'll bring up, certain focal points, and that's kind of not what everybody's really thinking about. They're thinking about, grandma and, four-year-old Johnny and churches and things like that. But, when iconic places that have, historic artifacts are in the line of fire, it becomes news. And so, don't want you to think just because the Ronald Reagan Library is being brought up or LeBron James that nothing else matters. It all matters. Nearby residents fled with whatever belongings they could, scrambled to get horses and other livestock out of harm's way. Mandatory evacuations were ordered after the blaze, known as Easy Fire. We talked about Easy Fire. Let me see what's going on with the Getty Fire. The Getty Fire began on the west side of the 405 near the Getty Center around 1:30 a.m. Monday. In a Tuesday afternoon press release, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the blaze was started when a tree branch was blown into a power line by strong winds. The incident was actually captured on dash cam footage. By Wednesday, the Getty Fire had spread to just over 1 square mile, threatened more than 7,000 structures. It was almost 40% contained. Most evacuation orders lifted before a small area next to the 405, 12 homes destroyed, another 5 damaged, 700 firefighters on the scene. You also up north have the Kincaid Fire. So the Kincaid Fire right now is about 45% contained, maybe 50%. It had burned 120 square miles. Firefighters are starting to make some headway. That started October 23rd, so we're over a week now near Guyersville. It's destroyed over 266 structures, including 133 homes. More than 90,000 structures were threatened, 126,000 people under investigation. We've had a couple injuries. Two firefighters injured on Sunday. One had to be airlifted due to his burns. He was taken to UC Davis. We'll keep you guys posted on more as we hear, but it's not a good situation when more fires burn. They said the south is expecting a lot of winds. The north is supposed to calm down a little bit, hopefully allowing firefighters to gain some ground. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Maryland man contracted a brain-eating amoeba while he was jet-skiing, according to his family. Apparently, he made a resilient obviously survived. Very difficult to survive. Brain-eating amoeba. He was temporarily paralyzed from the neck down. Ryan Perry of Bel Air, Maryland, was jet-skiing on the Susquehanna in early May before suffering from severe headaches and vomiting. According to his sister, who's on a GoFundMe page, Perry was hospitalized on May 11th, during which he began hallucinating, having severe tremors, weakness of the lower extremities, and his eyes drifted up to the ceiling the majority of the day. He was transferred to University Medical Center. He deteriorated and had to be placed in a medically induced coma. He said, I tested negative for everything they could test me for. Finally, what they determined is water went up my nose when I was jet skiing. It attacked my brain, traveled to my spinal cord, and paralyzed me from the neck down. Now, what's very interesting is Naegleria fowleri, or these brain-eating amoebas, usually are in warmer environments, warmer freshwater. And, you know, things are starting to get a little bit more warm as we move north, although right now we're freezing in the south. But these brain-eating amoebas usually are found in the silt at the bottom of these lakes and ponds in warm freshwater. So if water gets pushed up into your nose, the amoeba can enter. You know, if you swim or dive, and then it travels up to the brain. You cannot get it from kissing somebody or drinking contaminated water or, just basically, going out into the open sea. But brain-eating amoebas are rare. Apparently, 34 infections have been reported in the last decade. And it looks like bacterial meningitis because you get fever, you get headache, etc. But the problem is it takes a while for the amoeba to climb up. Yeah, sometimes you could get symptoms the next day, but sometimes it could take up to 5 days. So if somebody asked me, what did I do this weekend? I completely forgot by now. I don't remember what I did that last weekend. But if you jet skied, you're going to have to tell somebody. So the fatality rate is 97%. Only 4 people out of 145 known cases has survived. So he was very, very lucky, Perry. I'm not sure how old he was. He looks like he's in his 20s. So he spent months in the hospital before being transferred to an inpatient rehab facility. So what we recommend, since we want, people to still enjoy, activities out there, is wear maybe a nose plug. You know, these things can find ways into pores, but, it was a freak thing that happened. In September, the family of a 10-year-old girl who was on life support has contracted a brain-eating amoeba. Unfortunately said that she had died. She was swimming in a Texas river. And again, it's frustrating because we want our kids to play outside. We want our kids to, deal with nature and not sit there on video games. But these rare, rare things happen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, people in pain, frustrated by the way legislators have tackled this opioid epidemic, may actually, there might be a little light at the end of the tunnel. And I hate to bring this up as a possible positive thing, but it definitely brings the argument back into focus that you can't just ban people who are sick from getting narcotics. So, get this. There was a doctor suing Kaiser Permanente because her patient satisfaction scores hurt her career. Now, what she's arguing may not appear to be for the cause, whatever cause you're for, but you'll see what I'm saying. So this doctor refused to prescribe patients unnecessary opioids. And she said that her patient satisfaction scores were so bad that it hurt her career and incentivized doctors to overprescribe painkillers. Dr. Aaron Alpert worked for Kaiser from 2012 to 2017 and was fired in connection with her critique of the company's patient evaluation system. She now lives in a different state. So the complaint alleges that Kaiser's management denied Dr. Alpert shareholder status, at least in part on the basis of financial concerns, that advancing her would result in reduced revenues, and that other physicians would follow her example and refuse to prescribe or provide medications that were not medically indicated, further reducing the profitability of Kaiser Permanente's business operations in the Northwest region and nationally. The spokesperson for Kaiser, which provides medical services across Puget Sound, said the company doesn't comment on ongoing litigation. The complaint seeks unspecified damages. But apparently, Alpert was up for shareholder consideration in 2015, and she was denied that status in 15, 16, and 17. She also said in 2015 that her patient satisfaction scores were having an adverse effect on patient care and patient safety in the urgent care department. She said that had to do with the opioid epidemic. Emergency physicians are faced with a steady stream of patients seeking opioid medications. When confronted with such patients, it is often not medically appropriate for the emergency department physician to prescribe or administer the requested pain med, including where the medication may not comply with the course of treatment developed by the patient's regular physician. So some patients retaliate by filing complaints and leaving poor reviews. So her approach was cautious and conservative. Among her Kaiser colleagues, Dr. Alpert was known for refusing to prescribe or administer pain medications unless the medications were medically indicated. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky. It's subjective sometimes when you think it's medically indicated. I have a very, very tough time when they try to publish in a paper, if somebody has back pain, don't give pain medications. And even though for the majority of cases, ibuprofen is fine, there are cases where the person cannot take ibuprofen. They'll have a liver, a GI bleed, or, you know, renal disease. Or they're in so much pain and they can't sleep that you want to give them a night of break. Her colleagues, I guess, ended up managing her patients who wanted opioids, which led to patient complaints about Alpert by patients denied opioids and a high standard deviation in her patient satisfaction scores. So a statistician looked at those scores in 2016 and told Kaiser that the high spread of scores meant that the data was statistically useless to determine the quality of the patient's experience. So I could go a little bit more into the lawsuit, but she's alleging that Kaiser would incentivize physician employees to overprescribe opioids. And Kaiser's system penalized those physicians who refused to prescribe opioids. Where something is going to blow is, and I'm not sure what side I am on with this, because we in the medical field have been bombarded for years with not overprescribing pain medications. And I trained at Kaiser for a short period of time. I don't ever remember that sort of, you know, philosophy of, you know, prescribe more so you get better ratings. But what this brings to light, which is something we're going to have to talk about, is in the early 2000s to when the internet started to become more and more popular, patient reviews started to become very, very important in medicine. And doctors were told, look, you know, customer's always right. You might lose your job depending on how patient, you know, how patient scores you. There's satisfaction scores you need to get. I do telemedicine. There are patient satisfaction scores that will probably determine if I keep my job or not. So when you first hear that, you're like, patients love me. Patients love me. I care. I ask questions. I diagnose right. They love me. They don't love you when you don't give them an antibiotic? Well, I want to give you, you know, an antibiotic if it's bacterial, but I'm not allowed to if it's viral. And through this platform and through my company and through this clinic, we're not supposed to do that. Oh, they get mad. And they get nasty online. Or if they want an opioid. When I first started telemedicine, people didn't really get what telemedicine was about. Excuse me. And they were furious that we couldn't write muscle relaxants and pain medication. And I go, because they're controlled substances, we're not allowed to. They're state laws. They were furious. So doctors are now in a kind of a tight spot where we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. We're not supposed to overwrite narcotics. We're not supposed to overwrite antibiotics. But if patients get upset, our satisfaction scores drop and we could lose our job. Now, you as a patient have some control. If patient satisfaction and patient complaints are still being read and looked at, and you have a means to write your complaint and air your grievance, and if you are a person that has a medical condition, and you're not abusing the medication, you're following all the rules, and you're being denied, you at least do have a platform where you could say, how are we supposed to get our medication? We're in pain. You know, why are we being denied pain control? Now, in the olden days, doctors were sued if they didn't provide pain control. Now, we're being sued. Now, doctors are suing if they're losing the job because of poor patient ratings. So, something's got to give. And if these companies are thriving on patient reviews and patients want certain medications, true, you got a lot of drug seekers out there, I get that, but there's a lot of people that aren't. They just want to manage their pain and they don't want to go through withdrawal. It sounds like somebody's listening. Sounds like somebody is looking at that. Now, is that going to change policy? Is that going to change the medical boards? Is it going to change what legislators are going to do? I don't know. I mean, we do have an opioid crisis. We have overprescriptions out there. We have people abusing medications. But we have a pain crisis out there. And when I hear a candidate running for office say, oh, just have everybody in pain, go to marijuana. No, 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 that will not work. Marijuana does not solve the pain crisis. It might help a couple people, but it won't help everybody. And after a while, that stops working. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen with this doctor. You know, I mean, it's whether she said, now, I just don't prescribe narcotics, sorry. And they're like, help me, I'm in pain. Whether that got brought to light and Kaiser said, look, we got to have a better, you know, way of managing people's pain. Or whether she was like, you know, no, I'll give you 5 pills, but I'm not going to give you 20. And she prescribed, you know, practice medicine correct. You know, that'll be up for debate and we'll see. But, you know, it's not all... The issue isn't closed. It means that patients still have a voice. You just gotta let it be heard. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.